Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, everybody. Oh, my days. This is weird, isn't it? So we are live at FUBAR. I'm on a Tuesday today because, as you guys know, after the announcements yesterday, we've decided to go down to a skeleton crew at FUBAR, but we still want to be bringing you incredible music, chats and everything. So we are here. But Harriet's on a Tuesday and it's weird. It's very weird. But I'm going to be bringing you guests still. They're not coming into the studio. We've got everyone on the phone. We have Quarry, Lona, Andrea Triana, Natalie Shea is back, Greg Sony is back, and Marsicans are back because they're actually in London right now. We're going to be talking to them because they were meant to be flying out to South by Southwest. It obviously was cancelled down to the COVID virus, but they are here and they're going to be doing a performance, I think, today instead of doing South by Southwest. But also today, guys, this is about relieving our anxiety and feeling a bit better, tuning in just to like have a bit of light relief. So we're going to be having a bit of fun today. I thought I'd kick off the show with the Queen of Fun. She did a worldwide group meditation for everybody that's struggling with this coronavirus stuff. She's a babe. We love her. This is Lizzo, good as hell.
I do my hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Hair toss, check my nails. Baby, how you feeling?
Feeling good as hell.
Woo, child, tired of the bullshit. Gone, dust your shoulders off. Keep it moving, yes, Lord. Trying to get some new shit in there. Swimwear, going to the pool sheet. Come now, come dry your eyes. You know you a star, you can touch the sky. I know that it's hard, but you have to try. If you need advice, let me simplify.
Feeling good as hell. I'm going to try my absolute best to make the next 2 hours feel as good as hell for you guys. Loads of really positive stories coming out of this rather scary time. I think a lot of people are focusing on the negative stuff, like all the idiots that are stockpiling loo roll. Literally, it's tuna and tin tomatoes that you need, honey. You do not need to have 58 toilet rolls, you absolute twat. But it's fine because there's so many lovely stories coming out of this coronavirus. Lots of celebrities stepping forward and doing nice things. I've just read in our music news today, Lil Nas X and Megan Thee Stallion are just giving people money. They're just like, here you go, here's some cash through an app. So it's health and safety abiding. Also, what's that guy called? Is it Rio Ferdinand? No. What's that footballer called? I think he's Brazilian? What's the most famous? Oh, it's a really bad story that I'm telling you guys. But basically, there's a really famous footballer that everyone's going to be like, I can't believe you can't remember his name, who is paying for hand sanitizer and medical supplies. And it's crazy. Louis Vuitton are making hand sanitizer. Everybody's clubbing together to kind of be a good person during this horrible situation. If you've got elderly neighbours or anyone you know that might need help, just drop them a note through the door and be like, hey, listen, can I do anything for you? In other news, loads of artists are doing live stream films and performances. So I'll get onto Donald Glover in a second, but Youngblood performed and he got Machine Gun Kelly and Bella Thorne and Oliver Tree to come along and play games. He basically had his own mini Youngblood rock punk Glastonbury. Because he's a very conscientious dude, very caring of his fans and always reaching out, making sure everyone's doing okay. He streamed his Shit's Weird, Keep Calm and Carry On gig. And his gigs were cancelled as well. So I think it's really lovely artists doing that. Our mate Elle Devine is also doing that. She had her first one last night. I messaged her today to find out a bit more about it. She's doing five. She did one yesterday, one on Friday. There's another one on Monday, Thursday and Monday because her tour has been cancelled. And she is going to be doing a few with the whole band on all different socials. So you can go and catch those at Elle Devine Music. Go and look at her Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. It's just a nice way to keep us all connected. I'm actually going to be doing a live stream DJ set on Friday because I have my R&B takeover, which is the night where I bring together loads of up-and-coming and incredibly talented female and female-identifying R&B DJs. But sadly, of course, down to what's going on, it's been cancelled this Friday because it would be a mass gathering to the nth degree because it's such a banging night. So many people come. So they've had to cancel it, but I'm going to be live streaming a DJ set from my bedroom. So if you'd like to watch me DJ or you just want to see what my bedroom looks like, come on to my Instagram on Friday at I Am Harriet Rose. I think we should play some more music. Let's get excited. There's so much good... there's so much good music out right now. This is kind of a cute one. Benet, who I've talked to you guys about from New Zealand. She's incredible, incredibly young. I think she's like 19. This is something I hope you're not feeling in self-isolation, guys. Super Lonely featuring Gus Dapperton. Let me know what you think of this tune. She's incredible. Go check out her back catalogue. It's Benee. This is Super Lonely.
Well, you're about to drink, and I'm just a thinking about where I should. couldn't be with ya. Guess I'm a quitter while you're out there drinking. I'm just here thinking about where I should have been. I've been lonely.
Lonely, featuring Gus Dapperton, Benne. As I said, if you haven't checked her out, she's absolutely incredible from New Zealand. Young girl. She's released loads of really great songs. There's a video for this one as well. And she's just really, really talented. It's a very exciting one, I think. I think she's going to be a big, big ting. And Alma has dropped a new song. Big fan of Alma. She's been on the show. We had her when we went to Mighty Hoopla. We chatted to her a couple of years ago when Mighty Hoopla was at Victoria Park. So it was a few years ago. She's released a new track called Stay All Night. I feel like if you are feeling a bit shite and you're home having to self-isolate or just in general keeping low profile, which I think we all should be doing right now, as am I and as are all the team here at FUBAR, then music is just the way to keep you busy because it's just such a good time to kind of buckle down and listen to all the new bangers that are coming out. So let's hear this one. This is Alma, Stay All Night.
I won't know the answers, 'cause sometimes we don't even know the questions. My mama said we only got two options. Either we gon' live or we die. Don't worry about the actions. Think about the worst thing that could happen. Would it really be that fucking bad? Would it be the end of the world? I could be mistaken. You could be a heartbreak. It'll be okay. I know. I could be mistaken. You could be a heartbreak.
I have got our first guest of the quarantine day. It's Quarry. How are you, babe? How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Just self-isolated. You know how it is.
Good lad. I'm very happy to have you here on the phone. But of course, we'd love you to be here in the studio. But we appreciate you jumping on the line with us. But we'll get you in. When everything's all died down, you're coming in this studio so that we can meet face to face.
All right. It's a deal, Harriet.
Now, I'm going to kick off with the way that you have been described, which I just am really obsessed with. Corey is the omniscient narrator of everyday moments. Mate, you need to take me through this. I need to know everything about, just in general, what does even omniscient mean, for one? And then also, how are you the narrator of everyday moments? How do you get that kind of accolade?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, I mean, omniscient, right? So that's when you can see everything everywhere.
Yeah.
Which obviously isn't true. However, everyday moments, that's a big thing for me. Because, I don't know, I feel like that's the most inspiring stuff. Like the people you actually know that you meet, mm-hmm. the things you see. Because there's a lot of things in, I don't know, do you ever watch a TV show and you see something, you see like an insight into someone's everyday life that no one... That doesn't have that kind of top-down omniscient view could ever see, that kind of insight into their life. Like that's, I find that really inspiring to kind of think about what's going on in people's lives that you wouldn't normally see.
That's really interesting, and I guess it comes. It's like a maybe. It's a bit of a generational thing in terms of we are so used to being able to see everything, like we. Yeah. It's like if you break up with someone, you know that you're going to be able to tell exactly where they are, which is weird.
Yeah, it is weird.
But is it that kind of thing, do you think? Is it that kind of social that we've grown up in this world of like it, enjoying that kind of, we've got that kind of like view of people?
Yeah, I think that there's something about that where it's kind of given us, I don't know, maybe more empathy. Maybe that's a bit harsh to say to the older generations, because I'm sure... That's true for them as well, but I feel like maybe there's more insight these days into the struggles that people go through, and I mean personally I find that really inspiring. That's the kind of the stories that I want to tell, is the stories that people relate to that mean something to people.
And I feel like we can take enjoyment in things that could be seen as sort of banal, and like, but like you say, you can take the nuances of something so small and seemingly insignificant, and it gives you an insight into who that person really is.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Your EPQ1, let's have a little chat about that. So it's got four tracks, one of which is sort of like a B-side to the No Ordinary Love, and then there's No Ordinary Love series 1 episode 2, which I which I love the name of that, and then Your Brain or Your Body, and White Wishy-Washy World. I'm loving the titles are epic, but I want to talk through each track and have a little chat about that. So it starts off with No Ordinary Love. Tell us a little bit about that one, because it's described as bedroom pop, your music, but I never really know fully what people perceive that to be like. Do you like to be referred to as bedroom pop?
I don't know. I don't know if it really is, but I guess in the sense that I'm the one making it.
Yeah, and are you maybe in your bedroom?
I do a lot of stuff in my bedroom, so perhaps.
Well, if the shoe fits, hon.
But then again, that's also not true. I've work at a studio as well. There's a little space I work out of, so I don't know. But is it a type of music? Who knows?
Yeah, but I kind of get what they mean. I get bedroom pop, because it's kind of that, it's DIY style, like, what are we doing? There's no genre, we're not sticking to any kind of rigid style of creating. It's not like pure pop, what you would describe
as. Exactly, it is pop, but it's a bit left. It's a bit different.
Mm. Did you set out to make that, or did you always want to do pop, or how do you feel about kind of like where you landed musically?
No, I mean, growing up, I always hated pop, to be honest. But at the same time, I love it.
Like, yeah, I love it.
Personally, there was always little things that annoyed me, and it was always the things that people were copying from other people, where they weren't using their brain, where they were just kind of, everyone else is doing this, so that's the thing you do.
I feel like you like to use your brain with your music. You kind of like exercise your brain a little bit with this music.
Well, kind of, in a way. Or at least I use my brain before I start making the music, and then the brain goes away, and I'm just going on feeling. Because that's the thing, for me, it's like, I'm not really trying to make anything in particular. I don't start writing the song thinking, oh, this is the song it's going to be. I find something that makes me feel something, that makes me feel inspired, and then I just kind of see where it leads.
And No Ordinary Love is self-written and self-produced. How much of the rest of the EP is self-written and self-produced? All of it?
Yeah, so, I mean, my friend Frank Colucci helps me with it, and he helps me with the production.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's... So I do everything myself, but it's... You get into your head so much, and you start questioning yourself, like, is this good? You're kind of... So you kind of need someone there just to kind of reassure you and just be like, yeah, we're on the right track here.
Okay.
Like, keep going. But it's... I find it very... I don't know, very liberating, being able to do everything myself. I never used to be able to. It's something I actually had to go out of my way to be able to do. Because for a while I was in bands and making that kind of music.
Okay.
And
so this was a bit of a release in a way for you?
Yeah. Well, I found after a while that I was just making music that all kind of sounded the same. And I was like, do you know what? I need more tools. I need to be able to make stuff that sounds different.
Yeah.
And the only way to do that was to be able to make it myself on the computer.
But when did you kind of get to the point where you knew it was good enough to put out, or did you need someone else's, you know, when you have your friend in the studio with you, like, do you think you could have released the music without that, or did you kind of know when you were making this music that this was, rather as opposed to the band music, this was the way forward for you?
Do you know what? It's funny, because growing up, I mean, to do music, right, you have to really believe in yourself, because it's so hard and it takes so long and so much work that, I mean, I always thought my music was good enough, but listening back, I'm like, oh, God, that was awful. What was I thinking?
Oh, hun, we all feel like that. I do not ever want to listen to the first interviews that I ever did. It's just very,
oh, God,
very
yeah.
embarrassing. Very embarrassing.
I know. Trust me, some of those early songs, yeah, no one's ever going to hear them. But
what's the worst song you've ever written? What was the, like, what was it about?
Oh, God, that's a hard one. I mean, do you know what? I haven't written, like, many, like, absolutely terrible songs that are, like, cringeworthy.
Yeah.
But it's just that, like, I wrote a song, it was about like a flower on a boat or something like that.
Sounds great.
It didn't mean anything, and it was really weird. But it was like, yeah, but just following the journey of this like flower or something.
That sounds very cute.
Yeah, it didn't make the cut, unfortunately.
Didn't make the EP. So talk us through the EP. Let's go track by track what each song means to you. So kicking off with No Ordinary Love, which is the first track.
Yeah, so that one I wrote it about kind of just needing to get away from the ordinary, the stuff that you're used to. So, like, the place you grew up, the people that you kind of surround yourself with that perhaps have smaller dreams than you do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I grew up in a small village called Pitstone, and I don't know, I just find that when you're from a place like that, people are a lot more practical when it comes to creative stuff. They'll be like, well, are you going to make money off of it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how are you... Like, what's the plan? Like, are you sure you don't make it a real job yet? And I hate that attitude. Like, I needed to get away from that stuff. So for me, I was saying with that song that no ordinary love will ever be enough, meaning I'll need to get away from the things that I'm used to in order to actually pursue my dreams.
Well, that's, a very good vibe for the world to kind of hear, because actually... It's not what you'd expect the track to be about, but it's such an interesting sort of take on it, because it's like, well, no, I need to be so in love with what I do that I wake up every day knowing, you know, like, even if it is hard, even if it's a struggle, I know that I'm doing the right thing because it's what my passion is, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I feel lucky to actually have that, because most people don't really know what they want to do.
Yes.
And I mean, that's fine, because, I mean, I just feel lucky that I do.
And in the spirit of keeping things very positive, I'm going to ask all my guests a few sort of self-isolation or self-distancing related questions. So firstly, give me a song or an artist that you think, and I'm going to collate these at the end, a song or an artist that you would recommend to everyone to listen to kind of either stave off loneliness or anxiousness or maybe just a bit of sadness, like a feel-good track that you always go to if you're kind of needing a bit of a lift.
I thought, oh, well, the one that just popped into my head straight away, so without even thinking about it, it was Bob Marley, but Three Little Birds.
Oh, that is a great song.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you can't not feel relaxed listening to that, right?
Oh, my God, I think I'm going to play that on the show today because you've inspired me.
It's so good.
It is so good. I love Bob Marley. Is he one of your sort of inspiration artists? Do you listen to him a lot?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, I don't really have any inspiration artists.
Oh,
I
really?
I just like a lot of stuff. Yeah, no, it's weird. I'm more inspired by stuff that I don't like, saying, like, oh, I definitely don't want to do that, but there's nothing I wanted to necessarily emulate. But now, Bob Marley, he's one of those ones where if you're on the beach, you can just listen to that.
Well, yeah, you can just relax at any time to Bob Marley, like, without a doubt.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, in the meantime, we're going to play Your Brain Is Your Body. Quarry, it's been so wonderful to chat to you. Everyone needs to go and check out Q1, which is out on Spotify right now. And also, a perfect time to go and discover new artists because we're all stuck inside or trying our best to stay as much inside as possible. So go and kind of have a little taste of the omniscient narrator of everyday moments, if I can learn to pronounce it.
Well, thanks so much, Harriet.
Mate, it's been a pleasure. What can you tell us a little... Before we go, what can you tell us about Your Brain or Your Body?
So this is one of those, like we were saying earlier, like one of those songs about those kind of small moments, but also about the bigger moments. It's about kind of the relationships that you have with people and the fact that it doesn't matter where that relationship leads to, it can still be really meaningful.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's just someone that you've just met and you never see them again, like that can still have an impact on your life and it can still mean something. And equally, you can meet someone and know them for the rest of your life. And those two things, they can be just as meaningful as each other. And you should kind of just take that for what it is and not stress about things too much and just enjoy the moment.
I feel like if anybody's feeling weird about this stuff that's going on now, we all need to go over to Quarry's house. Because you're very calming, mate. You're very calming and you're very sweet. I feel like you could maybe help calm the nation a bit, babe.
Well, I hope so. I hope so. I do my little bit.
Well, you are doing your bit and we appreciate it. Well, let's do a bit more by playing Your Brain or Your Body. Babe, it's been a total pleasure. Thank you so much. And we'll see you in the studio when all this is blown over.
Yes. All right. Thanks, Harriet.
Cheers,
see you soon.
Babe. Bye.
All right, bye.
We can ride every day. I found a place that lets you make the wrong way. Sun in the background sinking. A few J's and they got me waving. Yes, I dial away, wild away. You the beach to my ocean, but your castle's just too far away.
I want you to fall me back up one life. I'm sick of your fault.
Every Little Thing is going to be all right. Bob Marley, Wise Words, Three Little Birds. We have John on the line of Lona.
Hey, how's it going? You okay?
I'm good, mate. How are you? More's the point.
I'm actually having the best day ever. I'm sat in the studio, isolated, and I'm banging some beats out, so I'm having a boss time.
This is exactly what we want to hear, because right now, obviously, the arts are taking a big hit on this situation. Like, we're all a bit freaked out. We're all a bit self-employed, so it's like, what's going on? But it's so great to hear that you're out there making music, because you've got to use this time wisely, honey.
I know. Well, we were supposed to be going on tour. We've had 2 tours booked.
And they've all been cancelled.
Our first European tour as well, which is...
Hey, you know what, though? Do you know what? It's in a way, it's weird, but I feel like this is going to do this weird thing where everybody's going to get inside, self-isolated, like, you know, chilling, doing their thing. And then as soon as this is gone...
Everyone's going to be going mental.
Everyone's going to be going mental, but also everyone is going to be buying tickets to your gig because it's like, I need new music.
You need to get out there.
Yeah. So let's talk a bit about Lona. Firstly, the name...
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
Pretty fitting name now, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, we're all pretty Lona right now.
Yeah. We're all pretty Lona. It was basically, I moved from Liverpool to London and I was on my own, like, trying to start a new band, and all of the guys didn't know. We're kind of doing the same thing, so we were all, like, kind of loners in London trying to do the same thing, so it was like the coming together of that, really.
And did you find that you were no longer a loner now? Do you feel less of a loner?
A loner.
Well, you are literally now, but that's just...
I am currently.
That's just current scenes. That's current scenes.
Yeah.
So the vibe of Loner is sort of alt-pop, electronica, bit sort of different, bit left. But equally a poppy sound that we can kind of...
Dance along to.
Tell us a little bit about the kind of... how you landed on the sound of Lona.
Well, I started writing and producing myself because everyone else was seems to be recording, and I was like, I'm just sat in the room playing the guitar. So I was like, I thought, I'll have a go with that. And then I just become obsessed, and now I'm an absolute geek. Just sat there in front of the computer, like, producing all day. And then as you learn more things and learn how to do new things, we kind of, the sound just developed quite naturally on its own.
Do you feel like you're a master of it now?
Yeah, I'm actually an expert now.
What's it called, the program that...
Logic.
That's the one. But that's the thing, is it's like riding a bike. Once you've got it, you just keep learning more and more tricks on your bike.
Yeah, I'm like one of those guys who sit up till 2 in the morning watching, like, YouTube videos, which is like, and I play it to people and they're like, no, I can't hear the difference. And I'm like, it just literally took me 2 hours to tune that little hi-hat.
Yeah, but though I do that as well. When I was first learning to DJ, I used to watch videos of, like, old men sort of, like, doing tips and tricks of how to, like, fake it when you're a DJ at first. Because I was like, I don't know how to mix yet, so I'm going to make it look like I can mix.
It's just blagging it.
And then I learned to mix, and then I was like, maybe I should make some videos about how to mix rather than how to fake it.
I know, that's what you can do in your isolation time.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to do. Black Paradise is the latest drop. Beautiful song. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it?
That's basically... we had the best time actually recording that. It was in the summer when we recorded it, and that was the first song that I wrote, recorded, produced, and mixed myself.
Wow.
With one of the guys.
How did that feel?
It was good, and it was written on, remember, the hottest day of the year, and it was like boiling, like, last year.
Yeah, mate, fucking love the hottest day of the year.
We sat in the garden with the laptop.
Ooh.
It just kind of all fell together, and we were drinking beers, and it was a good one to do. So I've got fond memories of that.
This is a perfect, because we're going to play it today, this is the perfect song to play for today. It's like a reminder of that sunny
day,
beers in the garden vibe. Now, I'm going to ask you something, John. I want you to tell me, because we're going to play it after. We're playing a little snippet of everybody's go-to positive feel-good song in this rather rubbish time. So we're going to play your song in full, and then we're going to play a little snippet of your favourite. So give me your go-to song to get you going when you're feeling a bit rubbish. Or...
A little bit of Chic. I like a bit of Chic.
Oh, okay. What Chic song would you like?
Everybody Dance.
Oh, everybody dance. Ooh, clap your hands. Yeah. Great choice, John.
Good song, that, isn't
great it? Great choice. Well, we'll play that at the end of the show, but we're going to carry on now because we're going to go and get that sorted for you so that we can... Because what we want to do, the aim of this show is bringing people the hottest new music today, right? But we're also bringing them a slice of smile and happiness and excitement and fun. So I feel like if everybody gives their go-to happy song, we're going to guarantee to get at least one happy person that's listening, right?
Yeah, you've already got one.
Yeah! So right now, as we were saying, perfect time to be a loner. You're in the studio. Do you feel like this self-isolation actually might work out well for you guys?
Yeah, we're just kind of get writing some new music and enjoying a bit of time to not have to worry about anything other than just creating some new tunes and chilling out.
Is it, in a weird way, doesn't it kind of feel like, you know, when you had like a snow day at school?
Yeah.
It feels like a really elongated snow day. And it's like, oh, what's going on? I mean, obviously it's very, very serious and shite, but you do have to take the... You do have to kind of see the lighter side, I think, of things. And that's why we're playing these happy, positive songs. But it's good to hear that you're in the studio making bangers. In terms of kind of the more on the positive angle, what as a musician, it's important to keep your mental health on point and making sure that everything's kind of like, you know, in the right place, you're doing the right stuff to keep yourself healthy. Is there stuff that you guys do to make sure that you're all in a good mental state whilst you're touring or whilst you're working on music and making sure that you're all in a good mindset?
I think it's just surrounding yourself with your friends all the time. Like, I think I'm lucky doing what I get to do because I actually get to hang around with my best mates pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Which is good. So I think if you're at home and you're a bit bored or whatever, just get on FaceTime to your mates and start having a little laugh, do a little group chat or whatever.
Oh my God, have you heard about this thing that Netflix are doing?
No,
so,
what is it?
So Netflix, you can now stream and watch Netflix with your mates. So it literally is like a group share Netflix. You're watching it at exactly the same time. So it's a bit like that, basically. We need to just do more of this kind of group.
Yeah, that's good.
Get on the old FaceTime, hun. I've never used FaceTime so much in my entire life.
People I love a little FaceTime, me.
People are seeing the real me, which is the me that is not the one that comes out of the house, which is terrifying, to be honest. So what is the plan for the rest of the year? I know it's a tough time to ask that, but you obviously got the tour that's coming up in May. That's not going to happen, but are you rescheduling? Like, what's the plan?
I think all of the dates are going to be rescheduled, so... I think at the moment it's just getting some new music out, and then once the touring and all that continues, hopefully some of the festivals get put back on and more touring and more music.
So have you got a song to go, or are you working on them right now?
We've got loads of songs to go, but all the record companies are closed as well, so we were supposed to be releasing a song, like, but it's, yeah. That's not happening anymore.
Well, let's not be sad about that though. Let's instead.
I know. I've just got to write a better one before it back opens again, and then I'll have two bangers to go.
Oh, this is what we like to hear. This is exactly the kind of productive stuff I want to be hearing you're doing.
Yeah. Smashing it out.
What is the name of the song? Can you tell us anything about it, or is that a bit too naughty?
It's called Wonderland.
Whoa, exclusive. All right. Oh, and who are you signed with? Who is your record label?
We're currently signed with one from Manchester called Lab, but we've got a few that we're looking to release this one with. So
just
kind of picking. So
God, the world is your oyster, honey. I love to hear it. Well, it's honestly been lovely to chat to you, John. I'm really excited to hear what more you guys are going to come up with this year. And I do think, despite what's going on, it sounds like it's a good vibe and you're going to be making banger after banger. I mean, honestly, bad out of awful rubbish things always comes good music. Always.
Yes.
I have no doubt that you will provide.
Cool.
All
thanks
right,
a lot
babe.
For having us.
No, pleasure. Honestly, it's been a real pleasure to chat to you. Thanks for bringing your positive energy and good luck in the studio, babe.
Thanks, Jess. Thanks a lot. I'll see you soon.
See you soon, babe. Oh, and come and see us in real life, won't you?
I know. We will be back.
All right, Gorge. Thanks so much. Here's Black Paradise.
Cheers.
Someone save me.
Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Down, puts a smile on your face, anytime, any place.
beautiful chic there. We've got our next guest on the line, Andrea Triana. How are you, babe?
Hello. I'm good, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm so good, and thank you so much for coming on the phone with us today. Sorry we can't see you in person.
I know, but it's all right. I'm transmitting the love through the airwaves.
Oh my God, I can feel it. I can literally feel it. Do you know what's lovely about today's show is everybody is so positive and it feels really great to be chatting to everybody. Everybody's in a good spirit, even despite gigs being cancelled and things being held off. I know it's also tough for us people who are kind of self-employed in the music world, yeah. But it is feeling very positive in the studio right now.
It's brilliant, and it has to, you know, like it's all going to be okay for sure.
It absolutely, you know? Is it's going to be great, and it's a really scary time, and everyone is just needing to do their bit, wash their hands, stay in as much as possible. That's why we asked you guys if you'd mind doing this on the phone, so that we could just limit as much as possible, because we at FUBAR just want to make sure everyone's as safe as possible. But we still get to chat to you, which is the joys of modern technology.
Perfect. Winning, right? Winning.
So, babe, let's start at 2019. That was a big year for you because you released Life in Colour, the album. How did it feel when you dropped it? Because I know it's still rolling really well now, but it must have felt amazing back in 2019 when you put it out.
Oh, my God, you feel all the emotions. You feel, like, totally sick.
Yeah,
You, like, regret. Like, oh, my goodness, what have I done? You feel elated because you've worked on a body of work for so long and it's finally out. It's the whole plethora of emotions.
Love
but ultimately
it.
You know, I committed myself to making a body of work and I did it, and I just love the growth that comes from it, and all the amazing things that happen afterwards. You know, you never know what's gonna happen, so
well, congratulations. It's beautiful.
Thank
and,
you
and now you're doing something really special. You're releasing a it's a sort of cover series EP, isn't it? It's
it
like
is,
it,
yeah.
It's, but it's like actual covers. You released Sade by Your Side last year, which was so beautiful, and you've also covered Girl by The Internet, which I love. The Internet,
my fave. Oh my goodness,
literally.
Yeah,
so tell me a little bit about what made you want to do this.
Well, to be honest, it just felt a bit self-indulgent. I was just I just did all of these songs to put on an album, and now I just want to do something for myself, like some of my favorite songs that I love, and just do my thing and just be immersed in it and just put it out and not think too much about it. You know, I think when you're in the album process, you're so absorbed, but when you do something like covers like that, for me, it's just fun in the moment. And
you kind of just get to show off your vocals, right?
Yeah, and you just get to like put your own stamp on a song that you really love. So it's like, again, winning, you know, winning.
Can you tell me a little bit about what the other tracks are on the EP, and which were you most nervous to cover?
So, oh my goodness, definitely the most nervous was like Sade.
Yeah, I was going to say.
she's like soul UK queen of the world and the universe. So, you know, you don't do Sade justice, then like you're going down.
Yeah. And you are opening yourself up to people having an opinion because of that, you know?
Yeah, you are, exactly. Well, you know what, whenever you put anything out into the world, like, you're opening yourself up to that.
Oh, of course.
But when you're covering
one of the greats, it's like even more so, I reckon.
Definitely. But yeah, just such a lovely response. And I guess the track I loved the most was probably Girl by The Internet. Like, I really dig that tune. So
why do you think it resonates with it so much?
It's just the vibe of it. It's the beats. I mean, I'm a huge K. Trinada fan. Mm-hmm, I'm obsessed with him. I'm like, I need to work with him now.
Okay, shout out K. Trinada if you're listening.
Hit up your girl.
Come on. Let's make this happen.
Come on. That's right.
Yeah.
I've got time.
She's not busy, hun. She's self-isolating. Come on.
That's right. That's the way to go.
Exactly.
So yeah, I just love that song. I had a great time making it, and we did it all in one afternoon, me and a guy called Pablo Novell, and love it.
Well, you've actually worked with, talking of Kate Trinada, you've worked with some pretty big artists, and you've written for people and like Flying Lotus, and like, so you're like already pretty much, you know, working with people who are, you know, these people wouldn't work with people that they didn't think were high quality musicians, you know. Which is exciting, and also testament to kind of your passion for music and what you're bringing to the table. Who would you say is the most on the Coach and Ada vibe, who would you say were you most honoured to work with or most excited to work with? Not necessarily for any other reason other than you might just be a big fan or you might just really wanted to get in the studio with them.
Most recently, that probably would have been Disclosure. Like, we did a session a while back. And those guys are just brilliant. Like, the most humble, lovely, funny, talented. It was just such a chill few days, and it was so fun, and it was like just doing music for the love of it. You know, it wasn't like, let's try and make a big hit. It was just good, you know, just good energy. So it was an honour working with those guys, for sure.
I think as well, when you can get to that point in the studio where you aren't, no one's there to kind of like, it's not that high. I mean, I'm sure every studio session is different, but to go into it with that energy of let's just actually enjoy ourselves, and if nothing comes out of it, we've had a lovely time. And you know, you can always be like, oh well, actually I loved working with them, I want to go in again, or like I want to try again with other people, similar vibe, you know. It kind of creates that nice environment for people.
Yeah, definitely. It was brilliant. It was absolutely brilliant. I mean, like, I'm wondering what it's like to work with Drake or someone like that. I'm like, I'm ready for that next.
Oh, my days. Listen, this is the hookup, okay? Kate Trinada first. Now we're going to get Drake on this track,
Drake,
okay?
Jay-Z. You know, I'm hoping just from this one interview with you, Harriet, that we can make this happen.
Andrea,
now's the time.
This is literally my thing that I do for people.
You're like the Cilla Black.
Oh, my God, you've just complimented me.
Collab music world.
You've just given me the biggest compliment in the world.
When that track drops, you will be getting your hat out, like, you know, and your outfit and being like, I'm wearing my hat today to commemorate me.
It's like I'm going to a wedding, the wedding of your song.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But also, you just called me Cilla Black, and that's like, she's my idol. So
she's incredible. She's incredible.
Living,
you're changing lives
Cilla.
Out here. Do you realise? Do you realise what you're doing,
babe?
Changing lives.
I'm just being me, hun. I'm just trying to be me. How was the tour? You finished the tour last week, didn't you? Just in time.
Dude, just in time. It was amazing. It was hard work. It was beautiful. It was heartwarming. It was tough. It was tiring. I'm always amazed. Like, this is my best tour yet by miles. The crowds were incredible. The shows were sold out. The afro was huge. The outfits were popping. The wine was flowing. You know, you
babe,
had a good time.
Your energy. I bet it was incredible. I'm sad I missed it. Also, I saw on socials, like, it looked incredible. You looked amazing. The hair looked beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah, and you got to bring it. If people are coming to see you, you got to bring it. So, and I bought it too. The crowds were insane.
And you know your girl cover. Because I know the recording process was a bit different, wasn't it, for this one? So did you? Because I'm assuming you were performing it live.
Yes.
Does it feel differently? Because I know you said when you recorded it, I think, what was it? Is it because of the way you actually recorded the track, it was just a bit different for you? Or was it just the way you felt about it? Because I wondered whether when you're performing it live, it still had that kind of impact for you.
Well, it feels really amazing to do it live. I mean, the studio was interesting because I was like, I don't want any instruments on this. It's just going to be 10 million layers of vocals, piano and some beat. Like, that was it.
Was that quite nerve-wracking, though?
No, I think it's me going back to my roots. That's how I originally, like, started off, because I have zero kind of music education. I'm like, if I feel it, then it's right, you know?
Yes, I love
it. So that's what I did. And then I guess live, it just feels like it comes alive. You know, it kind of feels the whole room, it feels the space, it's connecting with people. So that's when that kind of, like, those ideas and those feelings, like, they just kind of really take shape, which is incredible.
Well, that's what you want. And did you find when you perform live, is that your bread and butter? Is that where you really enjoy? Is that where you really come into your own?
For me, definitely. I mean, I love writing songs. I really love, like, kind of like the mathematics of it. I love the freedom of it in the beginning. I love the graphs, you know. It's like, it's hard work, but it's amazing. And then I love just, like, letting loose on stage, you know. I really, really do. I really love, like, creating a space where everyone can just slip in, cry, laugh, dance, smooch, whatever they need to do.
Gorgeous.
It's an honour to be able to do it. And that's what my gigs are like, you know?
That's what we want to hear, babe. Now, in the spirit of this positivity that we're channeling right now, which I'm living for, I want to know, I'm asking every guest to give me their go-to song that uplifts them, makes them feel good. If they're feeling rubbish, it's something that they know they go to. They're like, I put this on and I will feel absolutely incredible. We've had Chic so far and we've had Bob Marley. So it's honestly, the vibe in the studio is so sick. So what we're doing is we're playing a little snippet. After we play your track, we're playing a little snippet of whatever it is you're bringing to the table. So what is your go-to happy, positive, feel good banger?
I mean, there's no other tune like it. Ooh. Other than Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On.
Oh, girl, what are you doing to me? That is, you're, I mean, a girl after my own heart.
That's the one. That's the one. You know, you just start shaking your booty and like just everything feels good, and then before you know it, you're like, bang, I'm owning this.
I wish you were in the studio with me so that we could we could really get down together, but next time.
Next time.
Babe, it's been so lovely to chat. Tell me, the Cover Series EP, it's coming out. I haven't got the date here. I'm just trying to find it.
Yes, it's kind of three of the tracks have come out already, and the next track is going to drop on the 9th of April.
And then is it just that's the released EP as a whole, or are you going to do four singles and then do the EP after?
That's the thing is, that's like the last piece of the puzzle. Yeah.
And what is the last one?
The last one is,
like,
I haven't even
me?
Announced that
oh,
yet.
Okay.
Not yet, but it's going to be good. And then after that, I'm just going to be releasing loads of amazing music myself.
Oh, can't wait, babe.
You know? Good times.
In the meantime, everyone can go and stream Life in Colour. You on Instagram at Andrea Triana. And babe, it's been a pleasure to get to know you over the phone.
Likewise, thank you for having me.
We're going to get our freak on after we get our girl on.
Good for you.
Babe, enjoy a little bit of self-isolation. Thanks for your positive energy, and we will catch you as soon as we can see you in person. We're getting you in the studio. Take care, sweetie.
Perfect. All the love.
All the love, babe. Bye.
Passion burning, causing rapture of laughter, pressure building, falling faster. If I told you that you rock my world, I want you around me, would you let me call you my girl, my girlfriend, my girlfriend? Can give you the life you deserve, just say the word, and baby, I got you. Oh, baby, I got you.
this is Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
これからみんなでめちゃくちゃ踊って騒ごう騒ごう。
ヘッベンガ
I'm the hottest round. I told y'all mother, y'all can't stop me now. Listen to me now. I'm lasting 20 rounds. And if you want me, then come on get me now. Is you with me now? Then biggie, biggie bounce. I know you dig the way I switch my style.
Holla, holla.
People sing around. Now people gather round. Now people jump around. Get your freak on. Get your freak on. You know, me and Timberland been high since 20 years ago. What the dealio? Now what the drillio? If you wanna battle me, then let me know. Got the feeling, son. Let me throw you some.
Big up, Missy Elliott. Get your freak on. Don't forget, we are playing. Each guest today is giving us their go-to happy song because we want to be happy. We want to give a good, positive energy. More positive energy now because Natalie Shea's on the phone.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm really well. It's nice to have you back, even though only on the phone.
Okay. Good, right?
Yeah. How's things been since we last saw you?
Yeah, they've been okay, you know? Just the same old stuff.
Same old, same old. Well, you're about to drop a 5-track EP called Naked.
I am.
Tell me a little bit about it.
This is my first EP.
Very exciting.
Two of them are out, three of them are coming out, one of them's out next Friday. Yeah.
She's booked and busy, honey, even in this climate. I love it. So what's your quarantine situation going like at the moment? Are you busy writing new songs? What are you up to?
Well, I was filming an interview today and I've not been at home. I've just been home now. And then I've got another interview on Thursday. As far as I know, that's the last time I'm leaving the house for a bit.
Oh, well, stay safe, honey. You've got to stay safe. Well, you can get that pen out and start writing the next EP.
Innit, gonna start on that.
Lead single is Not the Girl, and it's all about modern dating. But you wrote it a little while ago, didn't you? And you actually kind of changed the meaning a little bit now. Is that right?
Yeah. So we wrote that like 2 years ago, and then it was like a writing session, and then I sort of left it to like simmer.
Mature.
And then when I decided I was gonna do an EP or whatever, I was like, I really like that song. I'd like to finish that one off. And then we came back to it, but like it was about this boy at the time who I like literally don't care about now. So. It's all kind of irrelevant, but then, so like yeah, the feeling kind of changed in the sense that now I kind of feel it's about like not feeling you're good enough in terms of like other things in life, not necessarily a boy. And I think that's like what we tried to capture in the video anyway.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what you realize after you break up with someone or you don't date with them or so it doesn't work out, is that, you know, a few years down the line, you're like, oh God, I can't even remember what they look like it doesn't really matter. But it's that representation of what somebody's actions towards you can make you feel like, you know, that
is
kind of what it's all about. And in the video, I love the video, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
It's kind of like an audition. You're doing like it's like a open audition on stage. Well, you tell us a bit about it because it's probably better coming from you.
So yeah, it's like we've set it like this audition, sort of everyone's just auditioning for this guy and he's like laughing at everyone and like taking the piss out of everyone, and then I get all upset in the video and I'm like trying on like different clothes, like, oh, like how can I be good enough, and then I'm like, actually no, like
I am good enough. Yes.
Yeah.
And you are good enough, honey. You absolutely are.
Thank you. Thanks.
Did you have a lot of fun filming it? It looked like it was like you did you film it in an old school or something?
Yeah, so like we did the whole thing in one day, so like we did all like the bedroom scenes in the morning and then we did like all the school stuff in a school, like it's still an acting school, like that day, and everyone just got there, and it was really fun. Like, everyone in it is like my friends. It was really fun.
That's kind of the nice thing about being a musician. You can just get your friends involved as extras. You don't have to pay them then.
Yeah, literally.
The dream.
I pay them in Happy Meals and McDonald's.
Oh my God, I would have been in the video for a Happy Meal.
Next one.
Yeah. Are you dropping any more singles from this EP, or are you going to? Is the EP coming before the next single?
So the next single's out next Friday, not this week, next week, 27th. My favourite one.
Are you allowed to tell us anything about it?
Yeah, it's called Owe It To You. It's about being in a relationship, but like liking other people, but knowing you can't do anything, and then being like, maybe I should break up with you because I owe it to you to like break up with you if I like other people.
Isn't that weird when that happens?
Yeah.
Because you kind of don't know. Like, you always say to people, like, oh, yeah, like, I would always break up with someone if I fancy someone else. But sometimes you kind of don't know until it's too late. And then
you
you're
don't
like.
Know, especially if you're, like, in something like you've built. And it's like, well, this is what I've got. Like, we've built this. It's not necessarily just feelings anymore. It's like a life. Like,
Yeah. It's kind of weird. By the way, I'm asking all my guests, please, to give me a positive, super happy banger that you always use when Natalie Shea is feeling a bit sad or a bit down in the dumps. What do you play to get yourself back on a good vibe? And so far we've had Missy Elliott, Get Your Freak On, Bob Marley, Three Little Birds, and Chic, Everybody Dance. So it's a pretty stellar lineup so far, and we're going to be playing it after we play Not the Girl. We're going to play a little bit of your song. So tell me, what is your song?
I think it's not like a famous, it's not too famous, but it's a song by The Vaccines called Your Love Is My Favorite Band. I think it's brilliant. And it's so like,
I actually don't know that song, so I'm excited to hear it.
Yeah, it was like, it was a single like a couple of years ago, but it's really, really good. Like, it's so happy. I just love it.
Well, that's a great choice, babe. What's it called again?
Your Love Is My Favorite Band.
Oh yeah. Now I've got a special treat for you.
Ooh.
Are you excited?
I am.
So I'm going to play a game with you. My wonderful producer has created for me. It's called Harriet's High Fives is the game, and she goes out and she stalks you to a point where it's actually potentially criminal. And then we play this game and you find out stuff about yourself that you probably never ever knew. Okay. Now you're up against other people in this, so don't feel stressed, but I'm going to put some incredibly stressful music on in the background so that you can feel a bit more stressed.
Okay.
First question, Natalie Shea.
Yeah.
Harriet's High Fives. What color is the wall, and you're not allowed to look, what color is the wall in your latest Instagram selfie? Is it blue, white, or purple?
Oh, God. Is it a selfie or just any picture?
Well, it says selfie on here. I will double check it while we're on the line just to make sure. It's a very, very tense time, Natalie. If you're Googling it, Natalie.
No, I'm not. I'll say white because I think most of the walls are white in the world, right? I don't know. Is it white?
Oh, honey. It's not white.
It's not white. What is it?
It's purple. And it's a picture of you. You're doing a sort of... It is a proper selfie. It's a sort of purpley, pinky wall.
Oh, another one. Yeah, sorry.
You should be sorry. And you should think about that for the rest of your life that you didn't know. Okay?
I can't remember what I posted.
Next question.
Okay.
When did the music video for And They Stare drop on your YouTube channel? Was it November 2015, September 2015, or January 2016?
Oh, I'm going to say it's probably wrong, but November 2015.
Correct, Natalie!
Is it? Yay!
Well done, babe, well done. You're doing really well.
I'm so happy about that, I'm so happy.
I know, you're really upset about the selfie, aren't you?
I am, but I'm so happy that I got that date. I'm like slightly crying and like.
Oh,
happy.
Good.
I genuinely am. That's so good.
All right, next one. Which magazine is quoted on your website saying Shay's voice is triumphant and the guitar riffs are powerful? Is it Pop Dust, Clash Magazine, or All Things Go?
I think that was All Things Go, is it? No.
No, honey, it was Pop Dust.
Oh, was it? I'm sorry.
Natalie Shea does not know herself at all.
I'm sorry, Pop Dars.
You're not up your ass, own ass in any way. It's really annoying. Okay. Who photographed you for the Spotlight UK article in November 2019? Was it Kendra Dyer, Ian Wellman, or Brad Mullins?
No idea, honestly.
Honestly, I don't know how they make up the other names. That's what I want to know.
So, wait, say them again.
Kendra Dyer, Ian Wellman, or Brad Mullins? Oh, look, the music's run out. There we go.
Can I go with Ian? Because I've met an Ian once.
Mate, you're absolutely correct. It bloody yeah. is Ian!
It was an Ian.
We love an Ian. I love that you're like, I've literally met an Ian, so it must be Ian.
Yeah.
All right. You've got two right so far, two out of four. So get the next one, otherwise it's embarrassing, okay?
Okay.
What colour shirt are you wearing in your first ever Instagram post? Is it black, light blue, or maroon red?
Maroon red?
Mate, oh. Absolutely correct!
Yay! I know the pick. I went down there the other day and like cleared it all up, so I know what it is.
Oh, nice! You're getting rid of all the naughty stuff, yeah?
There was just some ugly things there that I just had to get rid of.
Mate, we've all been there. Don't worry about it. I've deleted so much from mine. Wow! Archive away. Well, Natalie Shea, I'm proud of you. Three out of five ain't bad, honey. It's certainly not two out of five, so you're winning.
Yay.
Babe, congrats on the new EP. And the next single is coming out next Friday, and it's your favourite, so we're very excited to hear it. What's it called again?
Owe It To You.
Owe It To You. I'm gassed to hear it. Can you send it to me so I can listen to it?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks, babes. all right, we're going to play Not The Girl, and then we're going to play your special vaccines request. And I hope that puts a smile on your face, my darling.
I'm sure it will. I'll be beaming.
And next time, we will see you in the studio, won't we?
Definitely. Whenever.
All right, lovely. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Irresistible to you.
What's up? This is Will I Am, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Band The Vaccines. That was Natalie Shea's positive, good energy vibe track to get us all going for today. We've had so many good ones today already. Now Greg Sonny is on the line. Hi, babe.
Yo! Hello, hello.
How are you, sweetheart?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Long time no see. I'm very well indeed.
Oh, fantastic.
What's going on with you, hun?
Oh, blimey. I'm at home with the cat.
Oh, how's the cat, for God's sake? How's the cat?
Oh, fantastic. Brought in a mouse.
We'll make sure the mouse is not dirty, because we don't need that being brought in the house right now.
Oh, no. I've got the Dettol wipes, the hand sanitizer. It's all good.
That's my boy. That is my boy. All 6'5" of you being very safe over there, yeah?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good lad, good lad. Now, how are things in Cheshire today in general? Good vibes?
Good vibes. Panic at the
disco.
At Tesco.
Did you get your toilet roll?
No bog
though?
Roll. No bog roll.
Just use your hands, babe. I don't know why everyone's so freaked out. We've still got water. You can use your hand and wash it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or maybe a leaf. Put some water on it and fine.
Exactly. Use a very boring book.
Exactly. What am I? Maybe Chat It's Fate. My mum's got loads of them.
Exactly. Get some boring books, wipe your ass with them, and be done with it.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, we'll do that then.
Now, let's talk a little bit about Unworthy.
Yes.
Synthy, buzzy, bedroom banger. Rock, rock, rock.
That's the one.
Rock, pop, punk, pick, you know, just all the words. And it's all about sort of the artist struggle. What you go through as a musician trying to make your way, getting the success that you want. How did you... tell us a little bit about the making of the track.
Yeah, so I've done loads of demos and little songs and stuff. And, I was just getting frustrated releasing things, and then I'm taking them off, or they're not doing as well as I hoped. And then, in the frustration, I just wrote this song and how it was at the time. And I thought it got my emotion across well, and it's like a fun little song. So I thought that would be my main track out. That's basically it, really. Came about really quickly.
So you have taken off your other music and sort of started again?
Yes, yeah.
And how do you feel about that?
Maybe a few tracks that I have released I might bring back.
Yeah, because I there are some songs that I really like.
Yeah. One of the tracks you heard, I will be making a comeback. I'm currently making... Well, I've already got an EP that's going to be out
The
future.
Tell me everything about it. What's it going to be called? What's going to be on it?
It's going to be called Bedroom Boy. It's got four tracks on it, including Unworthy. And, I just wanted, four, just easy tracks for everyone to... an eclectic mix of crap. And then after, I'll start releasing the stuff that I did have. I'm really happy with it. And Josh, the drummer, he's buzzing for it. He says hello, by the way.
I was going to say, how is my sweet angel? Is he well?
He's fantastic, yeah.
Drumming away, I'm sure.
Yes, yes.
Good lad.
Doing drum things, yeah.
So, babe, I'm asking all my guests to give me a positive, happy go-to banger, because, I mean, I know that you're, in a way, another sort of professional sad boy, which I love about your music. But I feel like you're also a very positive, bright, shiny light. And I want to know, when Greg Sony is feeling a bit like down in the dumpers, what do you pop on to feel better?
I would pop on a track by DB Boulevard called Point of View.
Oh, DB? Oh, no.
No, yeah. The classic, like, 2000 kind of chill track. Oh, it was amazing. The video was like this cardboard woman in a cardboard city, and it's like, oh, fantastic.
And what does it make you feel like when you listen to it?
I just feel like I want to just run for miles and then stop because my heart hurts.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, not it's sort of weird in this time to talk about your heart hurting, but
yeah, no, but
you're metaphorical. I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Yeah,
And now in this time of self-isolation, are you writing new music? What are you up to?
What am I doing? Me and a lot of biscuits.
How's that going?
Good. I'm really into the Maryland cookies at the moment.
Oh, I mean, who isn't? It literally is, it's like crack cocaine for cookies.
It sure is, yeah.
Sugary. For some reason, I can't really taste anything at the moment. So all I'm eating is really sugary or really salty things because that's all I can taste. It's bizarre.
All right. What salty things have you been having?
Fish and chips. And then I've added extra salt to it. Smoked salmon. Smoked salmon's quite salty. I mean, I'm really going in. I'm just eating whatever I get my hands on, really, because I'm not really going outside that much. So there's a lot more time for eating.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, smoked salmon is great. I'm not really a fan of it, but went to an Italian restaurant not that long ago, and wow, it's amazing. I'm gonna have to. I think I've just been used to. I've been having like it dry, but it was really like
what dry smoked salmon? That doesn't even make sense.
It felt dry, but this was like. It was in pasta and it was like, oh, all moist and, oh, lovely. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm so pleased that we're opening up worlds for you with wet smoked salmon in in Italian restaurants in Cheshire. Obviously, live shows are a bit out the window at the moment. Do you think you might get on the bandwagon of doing a little Instagram live show?
Oh, yeah.
Get
maybe.
On it.
Yeah.
Get on it. Get the cat involved. What's the cat called again?
Mal, but we call him Chim, Chimmington Smythe. Okay. Oh, he's got tons of names.
Chimmington Smythe and you should do a live session with Josh. Get Josh down with the sticks.
Yeah.
Get some quiet drumming there, because you don't want to piss your mum off. Like, be serious.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Be conscientious of the cat as well.
Yeah, you know. Maybe get him on backing vocals or something.
Yeah, meow, beep, beep, meow. It'd be good. Remix. you know how to use Logic. You can do a little play about
Hell
with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
See what we can get, you know?
Sure can, yeah.
My friend, it's been such a pleasure to catch up. We are going to get you. I promise you we're getting you in the studio, because I know we've had we've had to keep you at arm's length because we know what you're like.
Yeah, I know. Dirty bastard.
Yeah, dirty bastard. but we will get you in, and I do want to see you. And I'm looking forward get some more music out, please, because I want to hear it.
Hell yeah, definitely. Yeah, thanks for having me on. It's been great. Yeah,
and we're gonna play DB Boulevard as well. After we're gonna make a little snippet because we're just trying to bring the vibe up in the studio today. Which do you know what?
Yeah.
Everyone has been so positive and happy, and it's been lovely. So I hope everyone listening is enjoying this positive, happy energy we're putting out.
Yes, radiating the good vibes.
Ayo! Babe, we're going to play Unworthy now.
Oh, fantastic.
It's been a pleasure. Catch up soon, yeah?
Yeah, catch up soon. Yeah, nice one.
Look after Chisington Smythe, or whatever you call the cat.
Yeah.
Bye, babe.
All right, see you. Bye.
Yeah. What's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
Boulevard Point of View. Totally forgot that song existed. What a banger. I am very, very excited. We've got Rob of the Marsicans on the phone.
Yo, 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 yo.
Oh, mate, I miss you. I miss you.
I miss you too. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you. I'm currently hurtling towards Leeds in an old post van at the grand old speed of 57 miles an hour.
And how is the old post van treating you?
Well, there's a big draft from the left-hand side of the vehicle, and it's got a loud and old engine. But other than that, you know, straight and true, no worries.
Well, that little sweetie has been keeping you lot going for a few years now, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's part of furniture.
She's a beauty, as they say. She's a
they
beauty.
Do. They I do. Know they are, but they've always remarked on the van.
They constantly talk about it. It's actually quite nauseating. It's like, okay, we get it.
It's actually frustrating because sometimes we'll turn up at festivals and people will see the van and be more excited about that than the band.
Well, that does not shock me one iota.
Yes,
because
I've
met you guys and you're pretty boring.
We are, and we're also very terrible to look at. And
hey, now listen,
that's a problem.
Back up, because that's not true. You're boring, but you're all gorgeous.
Successfully fished for the compliment, and you took the bait, so that's good, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I'm very excited. Because obviously I've been pals with you guys for a long time, but also I've been a big, big fan for a long time. And finally, 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 we have the debut album, Ursa Major.
Yeah, man.
On the way.
It is coming. It is imminent.
How does that feel, honey bun? Because you must, I mean, 22nd of May is not far away.
No, it's really not. It feels amazing just to know that we are bringing out a record, a proper, you know, full-length bloody album. So we're all, yeah, extremely excited to just have it out in the world and for everyone to be able to sit down for longer than a length of a single to listen to us. That's good.
How are the fans reacting? Are they very excited?
Yeah, I mean, most people's reactions so far have been the same, like, finally you're releasing an album,
yeah.
Which is good fun, because they're in on the joke. We are the band who have probably spent the longest time deliberating over that step, but you know, we wanted it to be the right time, and we feel like it is the right time. So yeah, I don't think that a fan of our band will be disappointed when they finally sit down and listen to it.
Well, what we've heard so far is definitely ticking my boxes. I love Juliet.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Who is this girl, by the way? Who is Juliet, please?
Us actually,
Romeo's mate,
girl.
Is it?
Not a girl. It's a balcony. A Juliet balcony is the reference in that song.
Yeah, yeah. But so, seriously, though, who's Juliet?
No, that's the thing, man. It's actually a balcony. A balcony where James stands and thinks. And that's what the song's about. It's kind of about...
But James does do quite a lot of thinking, though, doesn't he?
Yeah, man. He's a deep thinking guy. There's a lot to think about in the world. And he tries to take his fair share of that.
Is he doing some thinking right now in the car with you?
He's actually, yeah. He's sat behind me, thinking, looking out of the window, with his headphones on. Probably listening to FUBAR Radio, wondering what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a deep-thinking, pensive person.
Well, it's a beautiful tune, and the only thing I didn't like is I love it when the video is very beautifully shot, but I like it when you're all in the same room. I felt very sad that you were separated.
Yeah, well, isolation, it's a
very
hot
fitting
topic.
Very fitting. Very fitting right now.
We preempted it. In fact, we were discussing the other day how the album does deal with a lot of the issues 2020 is presenting to us.
That's
not like we predicted there would be a global pandemic, but it's certainly an album full of certain anxieties that may be being realised at the moment.
Which I think, actually, on that note, it's a very important thing to highlight, is a lot of people's anxieties are probably being really ridden right now with this.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to kind of like air that. And like you say, you've written an album that you had no idea about what was going to happen, but it touches on so many of the things that people are freaking out about.
Yeah.
Right now,
I think like a lot of the content is we try to write in a bit of a macro sense.
What's macro?
About, well, like if you're writing about things that are social issues, for example,
yeah.
if you're specific about something, like one thing, then it's not that relatable to lots of people.
God,
but
yeah.
everyone has like shared anxieties or shared excitement for things and all of the things that like everyone can understand. We tend to think and talk about that stuff. So yeah, the album's got quite a lot of you know, panic about being on your phone for ages, or panic about being on your own, or panic about being like, you know, in love or not in love, or keeping up with your mates, or any of those things. So
it's kind
yeah.
of a commentary on this our generation, basically, isn't it? It's like what we've become in this social age of phones, and also realization of anxiety and what it is. And because I think it's we're the generation that are anxious because we can put a word to what the feeling is that people feel, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose that...
Oh, no. Oh, we lost you there. What did you say, babe?
We just went round the corner, so, you know,
don't
no
do that.
Signal round the corner.
Don't
Sorry.
Do that.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, we just try to write about things we understand, and mm-hmm. being a young person in 2020 is all we understand. So that's what the album really focuses on. It's just like real things that happen to us that we try to consider and make pop songs about.
And your deep, deep dislike for Juliet balconies.
Yeah, it's definitely a deep dislike.
It's just like, what
other
are
balconies
they?
Are available, by the way.
Verandas, thank you for clearing that up.
You can go onto those. And then even anything like a jetty Ooh. Next to a lake.
Oh.
Or even a pier by the sea. All readily available for you to walk on.
But not now, because you should stay indoors if you can.
Yes, please do. Don't do it now.
Yeah.
For heaven's sake.
For heaven's sake. I'm so sorry about South by Southwest. I really felt for you guys, because I know how much of your own money and time and energy you put into that trip. But something good will come out of it, I'm sure of it. And you were down in London today doing something. What were you doing? Which is a sort of replacement for South by Southwest, was it?
It was so the British Music Embassy doing kind of a little closed set film session thing with BBC Introducing.
Wow, that's wonderful. How did that go?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, it was really good fun. So we kind of turned up and did the set that we would have done at South By.
Oh, babe.
And yeah, it was us and a load of very, very kind people who'd agreed to come out of their houses and film it and record it. And yeah, the BBC are going to kind of broadcast that at some stage. And
cool.
Wanted to call it South by Southwest London, as it was in Wimbledon.
Lovely.
But I didn't get the go-ahead from the Americans. They didn't, you know, they didn't take it, so a bit of a shame.
Gutted.
I know.
Gutted. And are you going home to get yourself in lockdown, you boys?
Yeah, I mean, we've just been having, as everyone in the world is at the moment, like, crisis conversations. What are we going to do? Oh. How are we going to handle this? And, like, no one's really certain what the best thing for us as a band to be doing. So, like, you know, we might write some songs, or we might think about how we can get things ready for the album and just use the time to, I don't know, move forward. But yeah, I mean, on the live front, everything's kind of taking an interesting turn, and festivals are obviously ahead. So yeah, it's
And the thing is about Marsicans is your live is the most beautiful thing in the whole world. So I cannot wait for this to be over and you to be back out on stage, because it is such a sight to behold.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it is a big part of our thing as a band, just playing together on stages. It's the reason that we started, you know, being in a band. So, yeah, it's really quite shit. So, well, for anyone, but...
But I hope you guys are looking after yourself and each other, because it is a really tough time mentally, and especially, you know, I know you've been going through a lot, you've got an album coming out and you haven't been able to go to South by Southwest, but I just hope you're all clubbing together and looking after each other, and we love you loads at Foo Bar Radio, so we're sending that love to you.
Thank you. I mean, like, we're fine. They're only music songs. It'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
We're kind of just concerned for, like, everyone else, because our lives are already quite weird. There's very little routine. We just do things some weeks and other things other weeks. But I think it's scary if you've got, like, a reality
that's 100%
falling apart around you. So yeah, we're able to roll with the punches because it's what we do. So don't worry about us. I hope you're all right.
I'm all right, babe. More's the better from hearing from you.
Good.
Listen, babe, I'm getting every guest to tell me a song that makes them happy when they're feeling down. We're trying to add some energy, trying to add the good vibes. So you're going to have to speak on behalf of all the boys. And by the way, send my deep, deep love to all of them.
I'll do it now. Look, Harriet's on the phone. She sends the love. They're all smiling.
Hi,
they're all saying hello.
Miss you.
Yeah, says miss you. They said they don't miss you particularly. Shame.
Tell them to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, all right. Just go fuck yourselves. All right.
What's your song, babe?
A song that makes... So am I speaking on behalf of everyone?
Yeah.
I'm going to get told off for
Who
whatever.
Who cares? They're all arseholes anyway.
What makes me happy? I'll tell you what makes me happy. The Owl City song, Fireflies. Remember that?
Yeah.
That was like a massive pop banger. You can't deny that is a happy tune.
It's a beautiful song.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful song. Well, thank you. That's a lovely choice. A lovely, jubbly choice. Well, get back to Leeds. Stay safe. Look after that van for me.
Yeah, we will.
And send my love to all the team. And we are going to be streaming Marsicans, watching the videos, listening on repeat, because this time is really good for listening to music and getting your vibe on. So everybody, head over to @Marsicans social channels. Watch them doing their weird videos and stuff on their socials, because they do it, don't you? Don't you,
Mark? It is weird. It is weird.
It is weird. And also, if you'd like to do something absolutely lovely, go and pre-order Ursa Major, one of the biggest albums of 2020 to come out from Marsicans on the 22nd of May. All right, baby cakes, I'm going to go now. You get back to the lads. Look after yourself,
okay? Thank
you
very much for having me. Yeah, I hope you do too. We will see each other on the other side of this craziness.
Yep, and we will have a pint and it'll be lovely.
It'll be good.
Bye, lovely. See you soon.
See you, mate. Bye.
Bye.
I sleep on still never knowing. Out in Juliet, I remember the times we've spent together. It's time for a curtsy, it's a major. I've seen, but I can't be a. Tomorrow I'll figure it out.
What's up, guys? This is Sigala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Oosh!
Myself believe that planet Earth turns.
stay awake when I'm asleep. Cause everything is never as it seems. Cause I get 1,000 hugs from 10,000 lightning bugs as they tried to teach me how to dance. A foxtrot above my head, a sock hop beneath my bed. A disco ball is just hanging by a thread.
Rob from Marsikins picked Firefly's Owl City to keep us all going today. What a banger. Very happy thoughts. 220 Kid, a.k.a. Will, is on the line. You didn't like that one, Will?
No, it's all right.
You love it?
Not really.
Yeah,
kind of.
Didn't think so, mate. how are you?
That's not a quarantine song.
Okay, well, it is for some. You can't judge other people, 220 Kid. You've got to only judge yourself.
There was no judgment.
How are you, babes? You're going mad in the house, are you?
I'm so feral. Are you not?
Yeah, mate. I mean, I'm in a radio studio, so I have actually left the house.
Oh, I thought you were doing it from home. Okay.
No, I know. I'm saying I agree with the vibe. Like, I was going a bit feral, and I left the house, and I wore a mask, and I drove myself here, and I've obviously seen the guys in the studio. But
you look like Batman.
I actually do look like Batman. And actually, Batman have contacted me because potentially they're going to get rid of Rob Patterson and just bring me in.
I thought you just meant saying Rob, you know, just like Rob in accounts.
Just got Rob in accounts is basically he thinks I look like Batman, so that's good. You've had a bit of an exciting one this year, haven't you?
Yeah, it's gone a bit crazy.
A bit crazy.
So kind of being locked inside whilst all this stuff's happening is like, I don't know, pouring Red Bull in a hamster cage.
I love that metaphor. Don't Need Love with Gracie came out on December 19th and it's just gone on and on and on and on and on. All the playlists, it's being played on all the radio stations. Everybody is loving it. Did you expect that, babe?
I've had that song for like 2 years. So
Which is always weirdly the way, isn't it?
Yeah. So I always knew that. I was always like arrogantly deceiving myself. But then when it actually happened, I was like, oh shit, it is actually happening. But I hoped it'd do that well. But then like Radio 1 playlist last week, that took us all by surprise.
Mate, that is a real big one, isn't it?
Yeah, I cried.
Oh, did you? Oh, actually, I saw you Instagrammed a picture of you crying, didn't you?
Yes. I put it on, so Instagram, everyone's like, well, nice. Put it on Facebook and get like the old geezers in my hometown going, pussy.
Yeah, you're an absolute... It was what the kids would describe as bait. I don't know what that means. I mean, I'm here for your crying pictures, to be honest, because men should be free to share emotion. And if you don't believe that, then there is something wrong with you.
Thank you. Yeah. But then actually one old geezer in my town wrote, I'll catch your tears, which I thought that was a bit... that was really nice, actually, in case they're listening.
It is lovely. I know what you mean, though. I think his intentions were wholesome.
Pure.
Yeah. I'm proud of you, though, babe, because obviously we've known each other a little while now through different projects and stuff, and it just feels like you've really found your place now.
Yeah, I've been doing it for a while and just hustling. So it kind of felt like banging your head against the wall for a while, but kind of stayed stubborn.
Now you're banging your head against playlists, so...
Banging my head against the floor.
Oh, babe, I'm asking all my guests today, because we're having a fun, positive day at FUBAR Radio, to please tell me what song you play when you feel sad. We need, like, happy... Like, what is the song that comes to your head that makes you happy?
Okay, Bee Gees, You Should Be Dancing.
Great choice, Bee Gees. That will be playing. We're going to play a snippet of that after we play Don't Need Love. Now, tell me a little bit about the track. How did it come about? You wrote a couple of years ago. How did you get Gracie on it? How did all that go about?
So when I was signing to my label, Polydor.
Yeah, by the way, big time congratulations for that. Very exciting.
It's a heist. We call it the heist.
Ooh, I like it.
No. She heard it in a studio, so I played it to her, one of her mates, and then she was like loving it because there was a guy on it, the original vocalist, who co-wrote it. But it's definitely like a girl's vibe track, and yeah, she heard it and she kind of had some extra ideas. So Kane did some rewriting and some recording, and yeah, things worked. Like she added that like missing bit because it was kind of there, but then
we're trying to get it right.
She made like the perfect track whole. I think there's sometimes in those moments where you're like, this isn't whole, something's not quite right about it.
Yeah, exactly. It wasn't like there. It had like the all the ingredients, but yeah. And then I already loved her anyway because Different Things was, it's actually one of my top played songs from last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm a big
fan.
In the room really often.
You crying again, did you say?
No, I meant it because it's quite a sad song, isn't it?
I like crying, do you? I think it's really, like, positive to just have a cry and let it all out.
Yeah, you feel great, don't you? But sometimes you just cry over, like, nothing, something will catch you and you just, oh, hang on, I'm weeping.
Yeah, hang on. I mean, don't watch Up, for God's sake, especially not in self-isolation, hon.
Where was I the other day? I think I was in... Oh, I went to, like, a cafe or something and put, have a nice day. It might be McDonald's, and I weeped when I left.
Oh, babe. I just want to cuddle you, but I can't because we literally cannot do that at the moment. We cannot touch each other. That is why I've kept you...
It sounds like you're breaking up with me on air.
That is why I would not allow you to come into this studio because I can't resist touching you. So just stay where you are.
I'm not a piece of meat.
I'll cuddle you. Hey, don't be disgusting. Like don't be disgusting. No, I'm just a cuddly human, Will. Okay.
Yeah, you are. I know. We have cuddled a few times.
Yeah, it's lovely cuddling. That's what's hitting me hardest. I'm such a tactile person. This whole thing is weird for me because I feel rude all the time.
Well, I always hug everyone.
I mean, I get on the tube and I hug every member of the train carriage. So it's just, you know, it's a real out-of-body experience for me not being able to do that.
I remember when I met the boss of my label, went and gave him a hug. I don't think he's a hugger. And he literally, like, pulled away. Like, what? And I was like, come here.
Come here, take this hug. Right, babe, we better go because I want to play double songs for you.
Okay.
Go and make some more music because that's the best way to spend your time.
I've had a piano arrive today, but...
Oh, all right.
It's come with, like...
Did you get some loo roll inside the piano?
No, but have you seen my loo roll alternatives I've been posting?
No. What? Tell us.
So first off, pita bread.
Oh my God, that is disgusting.
Shitterbread, if you want to call it.
It would just break into your ass.
I mean, you can lightly toast it, but...
Lightly toast it? You'd burn your asshole. What are you talking about?
But then, if that runs out, my local shop do, like, bargain cheddar slices, like £1.59.
Oh my God, Will, I can't with you.
But the problem is, I ate the cheese already, so then I was just left with the wrapper.
Oh, I thought you meant you ate the cheese after then. I was like, no, this is not appropriate.
Oh, come on. I'm not a fucking animal.
You are an animal, actually, so I know that for a fact. Okay, I am going to go now because I can't listen to you rubbing cheese on your ass any longer. It's been a total pleasure to have you swing by, sweetie. Make sure you stay safe and keep that mind healthy and call me anytime. We can cry on the phone together.
Okay, thank you. Well, I've been sent a big box with the piano, so I might ride it down the stairs later and see how that works.
Honestly, I'm obsessed with you. I can't even. Can I come? No, I can't come. I was going to say, can I come over and ride the box down the stairs?
Yeah, you can, because it's a good, like, meme, like, riding the box down the stairs, you hit the wall at the bottom, it's like sliding in someone's DMs and their boyfriend replies.
Oh, God, you've got the social media. I want to see this posted on social media ASAP, please. Okay,
right.
We're going to finish the show with Don't Need Love, and then we're going to have a little snippet of the Bee Gees before we go. 220 Kid, pleasure to have you in the building, albeit not physically. Stay locked, FUBAR Radio. We've got more stuff coming. Babe, I'll see you soon, yeah?
All right, see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
See you, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. It's been lovely to speak to you. I hope we've raised your spirits, made you feel good. Going to finish the show with Don't Need Love featuring Gracie 220 Kid and a little snippet of the Feel Good banger by the Bee Gees. See you next time. We are back Tuesday next week, 4 till 6. Remember, not Thursday, Tuesday.
All of these lonely nights, it's just empty pleasure. Don't try to come over, we don't talk when we're sober. Fairy tale I could live without. The white dress in the altar, the diamond in your ring, that's all anyone cares about. Don't try to come over, we don't talk when we're sober.
fall in love, I usually lose my mind, hoping it gets better, yeah. Swipe left, swipe right, even people who ain't my type, it's just empty pleasure, yeah. Young cats to come over, we don't talk when we're sober. Fairy tale I can live without. The white dress in the altar, the diamond in your ring, that's all anyone cares about. Drunk text to come over, but we don't talk when we're sober. Fairy tale I can live without. The white dress in the altar, the diamond in your ring, that's all anyone cares about. Change my mind, never understanding. White lies, FaceTimes, is there someone else on your mind? Always end up stranded, yeah. Playing with our emotions, heartbroken, we're frozen. Fairy tale I could live without, yeah. White fence and a real job, we waste away in the suburbs. That's all anyone cares about.
That's all anyone cares about.
Don't text to come over. Talk when we're sober. Fairy tale I could live without.